I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Did you catch this on Jimmy Kimmel's show this week?
If you operate under the impression that local politics are boring, you probably don't live in Toronto. Our first guest tonight has tripped, bumped, danced, argued, and smoked his way into our national consciousness. He's here tonight because I put him on my vision board and he appeared. Please welcome Mayor Rob Ford.
Yep, that's Kimmel introducing Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. He probably needs no introduction at this point. Ford became fodder for the late-night shows after getting caught on video smoking what he now admits was crack cocaine. His out-of-control drinking and inclination to cuss are also well-documented, but the mayor has not resigned and, in fact, is running for another term. Robin Doolittle of the Toronto Star was one of the reporters who broke the story of Mayor Ford's cocaine use. She's also now the author of Crazy Town, the Rob Ford story.
Some have characterized the situation as the death of shame. A lot of politicians that we see ensnared in political scandals or sex scandals or drug scandals resign because they're embarrassed. They don't want to come to work every day and be asked questions like, were you taking photos of your genitals and texting them to people. Rob Ford comes to work and reporters ask him, you know, were you drunk driving last night? Are you still using crack cocaine? Did you have a prostitute in your office? And he's content to sort of be asked those questions. And that's a bit of a powerful thing when in terms of his ability to stay in office.
And he's running again, is that right?
And he is running again. And the latest poll had him tied for the lead.
Wow. You know, south of the Canadian border really does sound and look like Toronto is crazy town. But the point of your book is that in order to understand Ford and his relationship to Toronto, you got to understand Ford's own family background. So what was the one story you heard about his family's kind of perennial dysfunction where you really started to get who Rob Ford is?
Trying to pick one. I set out, when I was writing this book, I set out to answer two questions. One, how is it that a city like Toronto, which is sort of like the New York or Chicago of Canada, most people think it's progressive, it's left-wing, it's environmentally conscious, culturally inclined, and how is it that they elected this guy who seems better suited to sort of Tea Party politics in some way? And secondly, who is Rob Ford? Why is he the way he is? Why does he do the things that he does? And when I was setting out to answer that second question, you couldn't avoid the family, his family's influence. And for one thing, there's this tension between Rob and his brother, Doug, who's a city councilor, and they pretend to be best friends, but there seems to be some mistrust there and tension, and you see it flare up in policy debates. Doug will sometimes hijack the message and things will unravel. There also seems to be this inclination to lie whenever they're confronted with something that's unpleasant. And so when I was doing my research, there was this one big thing that jumped out at me. Their father, Doug Ford Sr., was a member of provincial parliament. And in the 1990s, he grew up in the Depression, dirt poor, self-made millionaire, started a label company, became very wealthy, and eventually moved to politics. He had four children. And the first two struggled with hard drug addiction, and then Rob obviously has his issues. In the late 90s, he stored some money in his basement in a tin can behind a brick in the wall, and he realized it was missing one day. And what his reaction was to hook up his four grown children to a lie detector test to see which one had stolen it. I think that that's something that a lot of people can't necessarily imagine happening in their own home. But to me, it was just such a telling detail about the Ford's family's relationship with telling the truth and lying. And that was the detail that really stuck out for me.
And then in 2006, Rob Ford's father died. You think that that's kind of a turning point when Rob Ford himself moved from abusing alcohol to going to crack cocaine?
I found evidence of hard drug use, particularly cocaine, as early as his 20s. But trying to pinpoint that moment when a guy who maybe partied too much transitioned into having issues in his personal life that were impacting his professional life, I did focus in on the time period when his father died, speaking with people who were close to the Ford family, close to the mayor, even extended members of the family. The consensus is that incident was so devastating to all of the Ford children that really seems to be a time when things began to unravel.
Rob Ford admits he's a flawed person. Do you see good qualities in Rob Ford?
Yeah, I mean, everyone, of course, has good qualities. I think Rob Ford, the big takeaway from Rob Ford for other politicians is that Rob Ford spent 10 years as a city councilor building a brand as someone who cared about the little guy. If you were a constituent in Rob Ford's ward and you phoned him because you had a problem in your neighborhood, maybe leaves weren't being collected or streets weren't being plowed or there was a pothole, he would call you back and he would show up at your door with city staff and try to get your issue fixed. And even if he wasn't able to get your issue fixed, you had this feeling that, wow, that guy really listened to me. He really cared. And over the years, he built up this loyal group of followers who felt that, you know, if it was any other counselor, any other politician, I'd call, I'd get their office, I'd get put on a wait list, an executive assistant might call me back, nothing's going to get fixed. But this guy will take my call and he cares. And I think that that's the big takeaway for other politicians is that people feel so disenfranchised, unheard by their elected officials, that they are willing to overlook crack cocaine. They're willing to overlook ties with illegal street gangs that police say are smuggling guns into the city. They're willing to overlook lying and possible drunk driving because they believe that this guy cares about them.
Robin, you're clearly a solid journalist who covers your bases and gets the job done. I guess your career would have been made eventually by one story or another, but it was made by this one. So how do you feel about your career being made by this guy, Rob Ford?
I made my own career in the sense that I investigated a story that others weren't, that was in front of me. But I certainly do sometimes sit down and think, you know, if I die, the first line of my obit will have Rob Ford in it. I will be tied to this guy for the rest of my life. I guess that's just how it is.
Robin Doolittle with the Toronto Star. She's one of the reporters who broke the story of Mayor Rob Ford's crack cocaine use. She's also the author of a new book about the whole saga called Crazy Town, the Rob Ford story. Robin, great to speak with you again. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.